Cyril Farrell, I suppose, in the end, you'd have to say a job done for the Galway under 20s. A block of two games over effectively a 7-day period. They drew it awfully here in Tullamore last weekend, as we know. And then today, a convincing victory over Dublin in the end, 4-14 to 10 points. Firstly, on the overall scheme, I say the management would be happy enough.
Oh yeah, like have come on very much from the first day. We saw them here the last day against Offaly, and we're up a point at half time, didn't fill away about 8 or 9 minutes ago. We were 5 points down, and then we started the hurling. You'd have to say today, Sean, from the start, we took the breeze, won the toss, went for it from the start, and we kind of took up again where we left off the last day. Thought much improved, like Tarpey midfield had a great game. Lohan doing a terrible lot of donkey work for the good forwards, like the same with Power. Now you have the likes of Shocknessy, and you have Nyland inside, and McCarthy, and these guys, they're all good hurlers. And you know, the halfback line, they didn't get that much to, but they look accomplished. Burke is a beautiful stick hurler, like kind of easy going, but comes very easy on the ball. Josh Ryan played very well, Young Whelan played well in the halfback line. I don't think you have to see them against better opposition, but they seem to be on top. Murphy seems to be the lad picking up the top the forward all the time, picked up. You know, he picked up any of the top Dublin forwards coming in, but he's a lovely stick hurler as well. And Donal Lawless, they had a nice time. Darragh Welch had a good game and he was brought off a great save in the first half when Dublin were in the game. And if they got that goal, you just wouldn't know. But they were hit with two sucker goals. Like, where about the first goal from Nyland was very well hit, but the second
talk
one.
Talk about them. I mean, two close in frees. The cheek to go low with the two of them, and to convert them as well. But we've seen this from this young man, haven't we?
Yeah, like you just can't trust him. Like in the sense that he could go for broken, he's usually very, very good. Now the first one was hit low and hard, very good. The other one I thought was out a bit inside. He'd never go again because it didn't seem to be on. But Dublin didn't seem to set up there. But like they were caught, so they went in at half time. How was it? 2-10 to 1-4, effectively
a big lead.
Yeah, and then when Galway started carrying the ball in the second half, they were very, very dangerous as well. And again, the Galway subs looked dangerous. Come on, Dolphin looked. They all looked dangerous. Come on, like. It shows like they have a good strong panel, and there's one or two injuries there as well. Now there'll be tougher games ahead, but like they've done what they set out to do. They have the 4 weeks off now, as Niall was saying. There will be exams, but you still can work around them. The boys are smart enough to work around them. They'll have a look at who they're going to play. It's going to be knockout, and it looks like the final to me it'll wind up between Galway and Kilkenny again. Our old friends down in Kilkenny, courted awfully boys now. Kilkenny are physically strong. I don't know if we played them a challenge game, but like the boys can only beat what's in front of them, and I think at least they've played hurling again. Like last year with under 20, it was disappointing. We never seemed to get going. This year, you'd have to say we have.
But I mean, to put it in perspective, it's your second win at under 20 level in 3 years. 2 years ago here, we lost to Kilkenny in the member of the All-Ireland or the Leinster semi final after extra time. Then it went to the round robin last year. We only beat Wexford in over four games. This year we've drawn against Offaly, who were highly rated, and at least won this one. So that has to give a bit of confidence. Bit of tweaking with the team as well. Paddy McCrory came in today, but interestingly, Tiernan Lean kind of sat back as the plus one, kind of behind Rory Burke and in front of Dylan Dunn.
Yeah, well, that scene came about because Dublin were playing a sweeper as well, or a plus one, whatever you want to call it. But like Galway were quite comfortable with it. And even the second half, say, on Darragh Welch's book out, they never moved up to try to go for broke, like, because that's the only chance they had. They allowed the sharp puck out, and Galway were well able to run the ball through the lines. Now, Dublin were trying it through. They tried very hard, but they just weren't good enough to do it. It's not an easy thing to do if you just don't have the hurlers. Like, Galway had the lads cutting through in the second half, and like they looked like getting more goals in the second half than in the first half, because they were carrying in the first half. They were kind of tipping away from outside. Like, sure, Nyland is a talent. Like, there are times you think he might hold on to it too long, but he is a rare talent. McCrory, like, he's a tough, he's a bit different, he's tough and he's strong. You know, and you'd have to say, Young Davern had a good game today, got a few points that he didn't get the last day. You see, they're probably going to start, if everyone is injury free, they'll probably start the same team again, and they have the five or six lads to come on, and the Travers and these could come back into the mix as well. And for like the lads coming on are the weakness in the team, which is a sign of it. Like, you have good talent coming through. It's great to see it coming out on the pitch, because there for a year or two it wasn't coming through. Like, you just feel, where the hell are they all gone to? You had big names playing but not performing, but at least this year they have performed, and they will get better.
I suppose a fine that Cyril Lund made during the week, it's probably the first year as well where there's no senior player on the under 20 panel, so Fergal Healy and the lads can kind of work together with their squad then.
Yeah, because a lot of times if you have senior players, say if you have the under 20s and senior panel, they're with the seniors, and then they come back in, and the manager are inclined to pick them, kind of like, because they should be good enough to be picked if they're on the senior panel. But it can disrupt the training, it can disrupt the rhythm. Now they have an advantage in the sense there's none of them gone from their training every night together, they know exactly what they have. And you can see, like, definitely from the last day against Offaly, you consider they ran Offaly to a point, and here, what did we win by? What was it? Yeah. 4-14 to 10 points. Like, yeah, that's a terrible.
And you were wary enough coming into this game because of that.
It'd have to be, because I taunted Offaly boys, they were lucky to hold off in the end. But, like, Galway, just before half time, especially, they just choked them. Like, they went in, you know, like, just too much to do, and like, they weren't able to do it, like, because Galway beat them in the second half as well on scores that were going to do that.
That second half, interesting. I think that third quarter, it was 3 points to one to Offaly, but Galway kind of stifled the game in that third quarter, and you made a few comments during the commentary that it took the life out of the game. And I suppose, to a degree, you still have to have the little caveat that this wasn't a do or die game either.
Well, no, it wasn't do or die. If it was do or die, Dublin would have pushed up and chased. Yeah. Like, you might as well have beaten 20 points as 10 or 20. Like, they were beaten that much anyway, like, and go for broke. They didn't go for broke. Yeah. But, like, Galway.
And we're missing Oisin Gaffney as well, a senior player.
Yeah, well, like, he's a good player. But, like, the other senior players, like, Purcell was well held now by Murphy. Like, this Murphy guy, you'd like him. He's into hurdle. But, like, as a unit, the team played very well. And it was lovely to see them thrown around the ball to a lad in better position. When they were bottled up, and even playing the ball back at times when they're bottled up, that's what you have to do. No one lad is going to do it on his own. And when it goes up in class, you're going to have to kind of do it even more. Like, Cork, the boys here, Kilkenny are physically strong, Cork are strong, like, they're on the other
they're
side.
The team that's
that seem to be, yeah, but, like, it'll be hard.
Long,
like,
way to go there.
Long way to go there. Like, you're going to have to play very well to win it. But, like, definitely, there's plenty of hurlers there. They show they can hurl. They're not physically that strong yet, but they're still young men. They will get stronger in physique. And sure, like, the main thing is that you're able to hurl and move.
And I suppose that second quarter, then Micheál Power capped off a fine display from him with the goal, and then Conor Dolphin came in to finish, that we know that he can do as well. And I think for this 4.5 weeks, you made the point, say, Killian Traers, who's not even part of the matchday squad, but, like, you had Darren Eyre coming on, you had Michael Burke, who started last day, coming on, Cullum Killian coming on, Conor Dolphin coming on, Colin Burke, you would, coming back from injury as well. There's going to be a bit of training games here where you can kind of refine things, can't you?
Yeah, and I would see them win the semi-final and even the team being changed again, because these, as you've mentioned there, like, you know, Traers and Colin Buckley, these are good hurlers, like, and they'll make it hard on anyone. They won't weaken the team, but they'll come right back into that panel. You'll probably find the panel could change as well, which is what you want. If you want to win, that's what happens. Like, the lads have to come to the top. There'll be a great buzz in training, and even the last week, I'd say there's a bit of a buzz in it, even though there was only a draw the first day. But when you don't lose... It's a different ball game. They'll plan out the 4 weeks now, because now I was saying that there are exams coming up, probably some of them doing leaving cert, some doing first year in college, even though they might have them over soon. They'll get them out of the way, and then they'll straight and they will know who they're playing, which is a big plus as well.
It will, and the games then go to the Wednesday night as well, hence the 4.5 weeks. I suppose the other point of view is that the format of this competition, you get to it, you're now in the Leinster semi-final. If you get to a Leinster final, however, it's only the Leinster and Munster finalists, the winners that contest the All-Ireland final. So from now on, it's the serious stuff, isn't it? Like?
It is, but, like, we can't complain. We're coming from a situation, Sean, where you'll be playing the Leinster and Munster winners before, and you get one shot, and if you got beaten by points, you're gone for the year. At least this way, they're developing, they're getting the games. Now, they have two games played, and you can see from one week to another how much they've improved. Even the same team has improved so much. They will go on to get the tour. I'd expect them to win that semi-final, no matter who's in it. Like, Kilkenny are on the other side. Now it gets harder. But, like, you are developing players when you kind of see them and say, in a nice stadium like this, up against kind of different counties. Before you only get one shot, these at least are going to get three shots. Like, you know, and I'd expect them to get four into the Leinster final. They disappointed themselves as minor hurlers for the last 2 years, and they're still kind of hurting. They're still the same fellas, they're the same guys, they're good lads, have got a bit stronger, and now they're getting the chance to redeem themselves, which I think is great.
Interesting as well, would say with Offaly, I made the point that Galway don't have a senior panellist, but Offaly, I think it's five of the Offaly team that Johnny Kelly is now taking into his senior panel. They are playing the first round of the Joe McTunnan next weekend as well. I think they play Carlow during the week. So they'll be one of the favourites, along with Kilkenny, for this Leinster Championship. But there's going to be pulls and kind of guys with different things in their minds once this senior championship starts, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, and you can see, even if you go back to our own case last year with Henry and the boys, they had a few lads in that didn't play, like, they weren't allowed to play under 20, and that can upset the whole camp, you know what I mean? You really need everyone. I think the under 20 should play under 20s, and well and good, and if they're good enough to play senior, well and good. But it's a tough call. Like, Offaly wouldn't have the strong setup in senior that we'd have at the moment. Like, I heard the challenge game during the week against Carlow and got an eye opener, which is probably the right time to get it. Yeah. But, like, it's harder on them. We saw what happened to us last year. I think Fergal Healy are in a great position. They have no real senior, like, yet. Yeah. And they have plenty of seniors and down the road, but they haven't them yet. So they'll have this squad for this year is what they want. They're in a position, look, it's better to be in there winning well. You get the confidence, even hitting the ball in the net. It gives that confidence. Forwards love scoring, and good forwards love hitting the ball like into the back of the net, and gives them confidence. I'd expect them, like you, to get over the next day. Now, it would probably be Kilkenny in the final on the other side, and that'll be a tougher game, but at least they'll know what they're coming up against. And you'll probably find as well that the team might be tweaked another little bit, but definitely the subs coming on will get stronger and stronger.
That's it then. So by the time we play under 20 again, we'll have the senior championship. We'll have a preview on Monday night of the senior championship, so you better get the thinking cap on for that. We'll have a look at what can happen, but it's hard to believe it's that near, but at least today the sun is out. But we're looking forward to the serious stuff starting now, sir.
Yeah, it's great. Look, isn't it great to be alive? Like, when you look around the world, like, you see how lucky we are. You look around the world, Sean, like, the news everywhere is bombing one another, knocking one another, killing one another. No sense at all. And here we are in Ireland, and we have, okay, we complain about Little Breeze, but we have the game of hurling, you have the rugby tonight, you can look at the golf if you want. Like, we have so much going for us that we don't realise it at all. We're lucky to be living in Ireland.